T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Conference Championship Sunday. Our coverage begins at 2 with the NFC Championship game, followed by the AFC Championship game. Back-to-back doubleheader on Sports Radio 99 The Game. So if you're in your car Sunday and you're looking for the games, we have them both for you back-to-back. You're home with Super Bowl 53, of course, Sports Radio 99 The Game. And we're going to be at Radio Row all week in the NFL experience during Super Bowl week leading up to the big game. And, of course, that's going to be a lot of the conversation between now and then, as you would expect, because this is the time when champions are made. Will we get a sixth title for the New England Patriots? Will we get a second for that other team? Will we get the first for the L.A. Rams? Because now the Rams have won, but not the L.A. Rams. And, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, who have won, I believe they won one, right? They beat the Vikings, right?
Kansas City Chiefs, long time. You talking about a long time ago?
Yeah, Len Dawson. Yeah, right?
Oh, you talking about a long time ago.
Yeah, but they played the very first Super Bowl and lost to the Packers. Yeah, right. Because they came out of the tunnel in Super Bowl I. All right, little history here. The first two Super Bowls weren't called Super Bowls. It wasn't until Super Bowl III that the game was called the Super Bowl. The first two games, Green Bay and Kansas City, Green Bay and Oakland, were called the AFL-NFL Championship Game because it was a championship game between the champions of two different leagues. But then they merged, and when they merged together, they said, well, we can't call it the AFL because the AFL didn't exist anymore. And so once they merged, they said, well, we have to come up. That's where AFC and
Super
NFC came from.
Super Bowl. Who coined the phrase Super Bowl?
Lamar Hunt, owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, Super Bowl.
They had a meeting. And Lamar Hunt had gone home because they said, we need a name for the game. And his daughter was playing with one of those Super Bowls. I don't know if you're old enough to remember a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl was
like the big bouncy ball.
Yeah, the rubber thing that you could bounce it.
Oh, you bounce, like with a string?
You could bounce them a mile high. A Super Bowl, you could take it and bounce it off the concrete, and it would go like a mile high. And he saw her playing with a Super Bowl, and he's like, what is that? She said, it's a Super Bowl. And he went, Super Bowl. And so Lamar, actually the old owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, whose name happened to be Hunt, decided to coin the term, and that's where we got Super Bowl from. So anyway, but Kansas City played the very first, what is now considered Super Bowl I in the past against Green Bay, and they came out of the tunnel, and nobody thought that the AFL had a chance, so they put on Mickey Mouse ears because they were playing in California because they were a Mickey Mouse team. So they wore Mickey Mouse ears in the tunnel to come out for the game against the Packers. They ended up losing the game because it was the Packers. At all, but there's a little bit of history there. All right, so every Super Bowl gives us that guy, right? I mean, somebody, Deion Branch, to bring back a bad memory for you out of nowhere. Deion Branch, come on. Larry Brown. Larry Brown had a huge game for the Cowboys, so much so that Al Davis was so, Larry Brown was an average player who had a gigantic Super Bowl, and then Al Davis paid him a bazillion dollars to go to Oakland where he was no good. And so that brings out the best in some guys, Hugh, this game. Suddenly they rise to the occasion. We expect Breeze. We expect Brady. We ask the question, how is Patrick Mahomes going to handle the stage?
I don't think it's going to be any different than what he's done all season long. Granted, this is a much bigger stage. But I think that he's shown that he can handle this. There might be some butterflies in his stomach, playing against Tom Brady. But if it was me, I would look at it as an opportunity to start my legacy, knocking off the GOAT. That's going to be a tough task, no question about it, because they came out swinging last week. And historically, off the top of my head, John, I only think in head-to-head matchups, I only think Coach Reed has only beat Belichick like once in their matchups. I know we didn't beat them. We didn't beat them in the Super Bowl.
Right.
The first year they played, like it was not last year, but the year before that, they played in Kansas City, played in Foxborough. They beat them.
Right. They beat them in that opening
game. And
then
they lost this year in Foxborough by 3. So it's not I think the series has been kind of going back and forth, but I think it skews more. Coach Belichick has bested Andy in their matchups for the most part.
Mm-hmm. So is this a case this weekend where, Hugh, if you look at these two games, do the stars have to be stars? In other words, does it have to be for the Rams to win? Does it have to be Gurley and Donald? For the Saints to win, does it have to be Breeze and Thomas? And does it have to be Brady and Edelman and Flowers? Or does it have to be Mahomes and Kelsey and Houston? Or does it – or even – and by the way, you should know this. Eric Berry is practicing. There's an outside chance Eric Berry could play some in the game on Sunday.
Yeah. I think, John, that for – it all depends on which game we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I think for the Rams, it's going to have to be C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley. I think that's going to be huge. I think all the running backs are going to be huge in this game. Drew Brees is going to be Drew Brees. I think that's going to be a huge factor. I think Marcus Peterson is going to have to make plays. I think he's going to be put in position to make plays or to be the scapegoat in this whole situation.
Yeah, they're going to target him a lot. I think
Sean Payton, Sean Payton has been gangster with his attitude the last couple of years. He really has.
All right, so, yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no, you're good.
You're right. I mean, and so the stars are going to have to be stars. So that means who's that next guy? Does, for example, if you start thinking about the Rams, their offensive line, which, you know, did such a great job, you know, Havenstein and those kind of guys, and creating holes for these running backs to go through and protecting Goff, that matchup against, you know, does Cam Jordan have to have a big game to get to Jared Goff to rattle his cage and force them into being that one-dimensional running team?
I think that's where it starts. It starts up front. It always starts up front, John. I mean, you know, it's funny how when we talk about these games, it always comes down to the lines, offensive, defensive lines, and how much they can affect the quarterback. And another thing, you can't be scared to gamble. And we already know that Sean Payton's not afraid to gamble. I mean, he is the type of coach. He's that type of coach that if you're in a street fight, you want him in a street fight with you because he's going to throw them hands.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like he's going to be that cat that's going to throw them hands.
Right.
So he's going to do what he has to do. He's going to coach him up. He's not going to be a conservative because he knows that in games like this, there is no tomorrow. I think that's what it's going to come down to. You know, I go back to that game last week against the Philadelphia Eagles and that fake punt. That fake punt was everything for the Saints. That was everything. You'd be hard-pressed to find a Saints fan that would tell you that was not the momentum switcher or the momentum changer in that game, because it was. It felt the place felt different. The crowd got louder. And after that, they took it to the next level. So I'm thinking that going into this game, the guy that has been doing the most chirping is going to be the one that they're going to try to expose the most.
It seems to me the Rams, that the first quarter and a half are going to be critical for the L.A. Rams in this game, because if you look at Breeze and Brady, if they are behind, and last week is a bit of an example for to just use that, there's a lot of faith and credit. I know what happened in the Super Bowl last year. Brady got the ball back, and then he got, you know, after the touchdown by Ertz, and he gets the strip sack, you know, when he gets sacked. And Philadelphia recovers, and so that big Brady moment where he got the ball back with a little over 2 minutes to go, and we thought, oh, Brady's going to take him down the field, and then the play happened where Derek Barnett comes up with Brandon Grant stripped him, and then Derek Barnett recovered it. If not for that play, Brady may have won the game. You know, so you
yeah,
have to.
Yeah, because it looked like it was skewing that way. Yeah.
Right. So you have to you know, make that play at that time. But if you have faith and credit in those two guys, those two 40-year-old quarterbacks, to be able to come from behind if they get down 14-0, like the Saints did last week. But I'm not sure I have faith and credit in Jared Goff to come back from. If New Orleans is ahead, say, 27-10 in the third quarter, I think that game's over.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I agree with that, John.
I mean, so I just, you know, if New Orleans is behind 27-10, I don't think the game is over.
No.
But if the L.A.'s behind that, I think the game's over.
You know, honestly, John, I haven't picked who I think is going to win this game, but I can't see, right now, I can't see New Orleans trailing. Not like that. I can't see this being like it was last week, 14-0, and going into it and you need a spark. I don't see that happening. I see this as a toe-to-toe, nobody's going to flinch, knockdown, drag-out fight, because this is for all the marbles. It's win or go home. This is a Thunderdome moment for both of these teams.
Yeah, I think these games are really hard to pick, and I know that we don't have to do it till tomorrow, but I mean, you're asking me if the New Orleans defense can stop the running game of the LA Rams. The answer is I don't know. Can they? I mean, that running game of the LA Rams is at peak. And, you know, what happens on the other side of the ball? Does Ndamukong Suh have a big game, and Aaron Donald does start to create havoc?
Aaron Donald's been creating havoc since we've been doing this thing. But that's going to be the key, John, because if you see last week, the Saints running game didn't get going until the fourth quarter, to be honest, when they ripped off those two big runs towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to probably do that earlier. But I will say this, that having Drew Brees back there at quarterback, you can see that it's not a big deal to get the run started, as I would say it would be for the LA Rams, because of the quarterback.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because even in that series, when you look at that game last week, there was a series where Sean Payton, in that first half, he just kept throwing the ball. He was throwing it. Drew Brees wasn't on, but he kept throwing it. It was like he was shooting until he got on. And when Drew got on, it was a different ball game. When he got hot, it was different. Because I was looking like, damn, he did like three straight passing plays. And they were down like 14-0 at that point, and he was still throwing the ball.
Right.
But when Drew gets on, he's on.
Now, Jared Goff is under the most pressure of all the four quarterbacks, obviously, because when you rank the quarterbacks that are remaining, he is number four, and he is a distant number four in my book. You have two of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game, you know, two of the however you want to rank them, if not the greatest of all time in Brady and the leading passer of all time in Brees and their Super Bowl champions and whatnot, and the hottest quarterback in the NFL, who is showing no signs of not being. Won't it be fascinating for us to sit around and see what kind of numbers Patrick Mahomes, presuming he stays healthy, that puts up over the next 10 years? Which, by the way, is another way of saying, get used to the Kansas City Chiefs being in this position. Okay?
I would feel better. I mean, their defense played well last week, but their defense was atrocious this year. I mean, and you look at that, the Rams' defense showed up last week as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you look at it as a whole, all four of these teams' defenses aren't even in the top 10. You know, so
I don't think they're in the top 14.
Yeah, I was being nice.
New Orleans is 15.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's one of those things, man, where this is the one year that you look at it and be like, you know, we always like to use that mantra, defense win championships.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the defense that shows up this week that's going to be the one that's probably going to be hoisting the trophy or going to the Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be really, really fascinating week. All right, your chance right now to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
tour. Tour, like PGA Tour, which is underway, and the ATP and WTP tours that are underway. TOUR to 72881, tour to 72881. Message is raised. Probably not text and drive. Complete rules, 99 the game /rules. Tour, TOUR. To 72881, the national code, national signing bonus code word of the hour is tour, TOUR, to 72881. Talking about the playoffs and the matchups this week, just getting some initial thoughts out there about these two matchups. Yeah, you're going to have to get used to the idea of the Kansas City Chiefs being around. If Patrick Mahomes continues this, and this is the first year of a decade or more of him putting up this kind of ridiculous and redonkulous plays and numbers, Kansas City Chiefs are going to be in this playoff position multiple times. And right now, if you're the Denver Broncos or the Oakland Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, San Diego is what the hell they are, or the LA Chargers of Carson, you're looking at the Kansas City Chiefs and going, uh-oh. You know, do they have a guy that, I mean, it's not like he's going to graduate in 2 years, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
He could be. If he's this good now, what is he 4, 5, 6 years from now? You know, how good is this guy going to be?
Yeah. I mean, and you look at his skill set and what he's been able to do, and it's kind of exciting. You feel like the sky's the limit for this young man.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes could be that guy. And this game, see, and we talk about picking the games. If I sat here and told you that, you know, notwithstanding this whole, what I think is sort of ridiculous, New England, we're the underdog, nobody's respecting us, blah, 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 blah. If I set that aside, but if I told you that Tom Brady went into Kansas City on a cold day and dominated Kansas City because he's Tom Brady, I wouldn't be surprised.
Nobody would, John.
But if I told you that Patrick Mahomes suddenly got hot and was throwing things left, right, sideways, up and down, and the next thing you know, Tom Brady's sitting on the sidelines going, oh, my God, what did we just get hit with? That wouldn't surprise me either. So I don't know what to tell you because only one of those two is going to be true. Yeah, a lot to chop up that isn't just the NFL. Have you seen the number of quarterbacks that have suddenly announced they're transferring? It's gotten to be a thing in college football. We got to talk about this because it's every day there's more. You need a roster to find out where these free agency has hit college football like you cannot believe at the quarterback position.
No more added comment to that.
You can hear Chiefs, Patriots, and Saints Rams on Sunday here on 92.9 The Game. And some may dream of playing with Barcelona or Real Madrid, but Joseph Martinez said his dream is to play here in the A. And United president Darren Eel said it isn't easy keeping the best players in the MLS, but that it's good to see Martinez back up his words by signing a 5-year contract extension. In other Five Stripes news, right back Franco Escobar will be out 6 to 8 weeks after breaking his right clavicle during the first practice of training camp. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Tanitra Batiste from the Kia Studios on your home for Saturday's Hawks-Celtics game tip-off at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship is coming Saturday, January 26th at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship.
Join us as we watch our paper football gladiators battle it out for $1,000.
From Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game with John and Hugh at the Kia Studios. Wendy, Darrell, Arthur, the whole gang, whole fam damley is here. Hopefully you're having a nice, safe drive in. About time that Rick and John are on the road for their usual daily grind.
Shout out to Rick and John.
Yeah, they're probably in their cars grinding it out, trying to get down here. As we get ready for the conference championship games on Thursday, there's some college football news. And yesterday we learned, Hugh, that Jalen Hurts is now going to be a quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. He is transferring to play for Lincoln Riley at OU. I think that this is a tremendous move for Jalen Hurts. I think this is going to be, if he has any chance to be an NFL quarterback, this is the perfect move he would make.
I would agree. You look at Lincoln Riley's resume with young quarterbacks and, you know, Baker Mayfield and, you know, Kyler Murray. That's potentially, well, that's coming out this year. That's why Jalen Hurts transferred there. And his stature. I think that he's looking at it as an opportunity to show people that he can play at the next level. I think he's looking at it as an opportunity to play at the next level. I know there was some talk about him visiting Maryland and things of that nature, but I think this is a good fit for him.
Well, I mean, Oklahoma's just had back-to-back Heisman-winning quarterbacks for the first time ever by one school, and who knows if Kyler Murray comes out and there isn't a trade that they could have back-to-back number one pick Heisman-winning quarterbacks, which if Jalen Hurts goes there. And here's the great thing for Jalen. Oklahoma's got one of the top dual-threat quarterbacks in the nation, a kid named Spencer Rattler coming in. But now they can let him grow. They don't have to force him so much this season.
But did you see what he tweeted? That's who he was talking about, who tweeted out the fact that he was told that they weren't bringing any quarterbacks in?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then they went and got a quarterback. Kids, let me just tell you something right now. If you are one of those ones that are going to hang on every word that you're being told like it's the gospel, don't. Like, you're going to be lied to, especially by coaches. I mean, that's just the fact of life. So if a coach comes into your home with your parents there and tell you that you're going to be all world, you probably need to take that with a grain of salt. Because coaches do that to everybody. And if you're believing that you are the only one that they're trying to court, you're naive. You're really naive. And you need to probably grow up, like, really, really fast. Because you are a commodity at this point, and coaches are always going to cover their bets. They're going to CYA in that situation, because just like they're telling you, you know, they can see you being a starter and playing at this position or whatever, they're telling 20 other kids that play the same position that you play the same exact thing, because they're trying to entice you to go there. And when you get there, it's a different story. So don't go into it. And you know what? If you're thinking that, then that's your parents' fault, because they should tell you flat out.
Right.
They should tell you flat out, son.
You know, here's silver platter.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, come on. You know,
they should tell you flat out, son.
Yeah.
Or daughter, that there's a good chance that you might have to sit. I had a friend of mine whose child went through that same thing, went to school up in Oregon to play volleyball. And when she got there, it wasn't what she thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had to develop and everything, and she was having a tough time. This was her first season, and he just kept telling her, hang in there. He went up there to visit her, trying to just calm her down, saying that, you know, your time is going to come. Just remember that. Your time is going to come. Your time is going to come. If it's not now, it's going to come.
And by the way, Jalen's only going to be there for a year.
Yeah.
And Lincoln Riley didn't lie to this kid, Rattler, because he said, you know, he didn't bring in another quarterback. You were the quarterback in the class. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, Jalen Hurts calls him. And what's Lincoln Riley going to say? No.
I mean, of course, you're talking about you probably could have made some noise with the young quarterback at under center. But with Jalen Hurts and his experience at this level, then why not try to put yourself in the best possible position and allow your young quarterback to develop? Because it's only one season. It's one season, and who's to say that he's not going to get a chance to play during the season?
I'm glad that Jalen did not go to another SEC school. I think he proved kind of true to Alabama again, and he even tweeted out about his love for Alabama. He's going to have Jaden Hazelwood, that kid we talked about yesterday, the Cedar Grove wide receiver, number one receiver in the nation, coming out of this area that's going to Oklahoma, so he'll have him. And Jalen's going to run that offense that Kyler Murray just ran. He's going to get a chance to throw it 400 times next year. 400.
Yeah, and he's gonna let everybody know that he could play at the next level. Mm-hmm. I think that's what he's looking at. He's looking at a person that's going to help him develop as a quarterback and going to put him out there. Because think about it like this, John. People are going to be looking at him regardless because he's at Oklahoma. We know what Oklahoma offense is. And he's going to get a chance to show people that he can play at the next level. And his stature is not going to be an issue because you look at the two quarterbacks that they had before him,
mm-hmm.
Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. So it's not going to be a bigger issue as it would be if he had probably went to school somewhere else under Lincoln Riley.
So this kid, Spencer Rattler, is all up in his feelings about Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. The other quarterback at Oklahoma is Austin Kendall, or was. He was so up in his feelings, he quit. He's going to West Virginia. Look at this free agency list. Hurts going to Oklahoma sends Austin Kendall from Oklahoma, who was going to get a battle for the starting job this year, to West Virginia to try and replace Will Greer. Justin Fields goes to Ohio State. That forces Tate Martell to transfer to Miami. And Martell, by the way, says, and you should know this, here's a term that we have to get used to with the transfer portal, lawyer up. Tate Martell says he's going to lawyer up for an immediate eligibility at Miami.
That makes sense because you don't want to lose that. I applaud these kids, man. I can't imagine what it would have been like if I'd have had a lawyer up. I'd have probably been sitting around somewhere because, number one, my family didn't have that kind of bread to go get a lawyer, mm-hmm. number one. But still, for them to feel that strongly about their potential NFL career and the fact that they want to go to school and be ready to play immediately, I mean, you know, hats off to them.
Yeah, and by the way, you should know, we don't know yet if any Miami quarterbacks are going to be transferring because Tate Martell is going back down there. Brandon Wimbush, who lost his starting job to Ian Book at Notre Dame, remember, started the first four games last year. Brandon Wimbush has quit. He's going to go to Central Florida to replace Mackenzie Milton.
Which is a smart move.
Okay.
Which is a smart move.
Steve Buschel, who started a number of games at Texas, lost his job to, we saw that with Georgia, right, and Ellinger. Shane Buschel says he's leaving Texas. He doesn't know where he's going yet, but he's quitting. He's going to a new school. Alex Denton is leaving Kansas State. Their starting quarterback has quit. He's going from Kansas State to TCU.
You make it sound so bad, man.
Wide open free agency quarterbacks in college football.
You make it sound so bad. These kids are trying to make it to the next level, and they're trying to put themselves in the best position
possible. I have no problem with this. Look at this. All right, so Brandon Wimbush, quarterback Notre Dame? No. Austin Kendall, quarterback Oklahoma? No. Shane Buschel, quarterback Texas? No. Jalen Hurts, Alabama? No. Justin Fields, Georgia? Uh-uh. Tate Martell, Ohio State? Uh-uh. I mean,
you got to put yourself in a position to be successful.
I totally get it.
And I know you'd get it, John, but
I just think it's wild.
This is the tough part. As a parent, do you tell your kids, hey, hang in there? Or do you tell them, hey, do what's best for you? Now, there have been a lot of examples of kids that have made it to the next level that only played 1 year
mm-hmm.
as a starter.
Right.
And that's something that you can always, point to. But nowadays, these kids don't want to wait. They don't want to wait to play.
You should know this. In his freshman year at Tennessee, Peyton Manning comes in as the number one rated high school quarterback in the nation out of Neumann High in New Orleans, right? He goes to Tennessee. Do you know where he was on the depth chart 3 games into the season? He was fourth string. But in the opening game, Jerry Colquitt, the starter, breaks his leg against UCLA. 2 games later, Todd Helton, yes, the baseball star Todd Helton, who became the starting quarterback, Todd Helton, a great athlete, he gets injured. The third string quarterback goes in there, and I'm trying to remember his name because he ended up transferring to Texas A&M, and he was somewhat ineffective, and then Peyton finally got in. He had to wait through three quarterbacks to get into the game and finally did. And when he did, the rest, of course, is history. Now, he couldn't have presupposed that Jerry Colgate was going to break his leg or Todd Helton was going to bust up his knee or whatever he did in that. But still, if you wait your chance, look at what Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts wouldn't trade sitting behind Tua Tagovailoa for anything, considering the moment that he had in his career in that SEC title game, because you can't replace that moment.
Memories. Memories, John. But you, young kids, some young kids, you can't sell that to them because they can't see past the moment that they're in. And you know, I can understand that a little bit because when I went to Central State, I was kind of in the same position. You know, I didn't know when I was going to play because I had like two guys in front of me. And I was, out of the three of us, I was the one that was the smallest. You know, they were bigger guys, and I'm looking like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened that things changed, and I became the starter, and, you know, the rest is history. But as a young person, you can't see past that. You can't be patient because you don't know. You don't know what the future holds, and that's probably one of the things that drives kids to do what they want to. They're going to do because they don't know the future, and they don't have time to wait around and see because they're looking at it like, you know, in their little world right now. That's just the biggest thing that's happening. And for them to go from being the man at high school to sitting behind somebody that most times that they feel that they shouldn't be sitting behind, that's a tough pill to swallow. Not knowing that, you know, coach sees you and he's been down this road before and he might see you as, okay, yeah, you have the raw talent, but – like mentally, you might not be prepared to play or something like that. That's mm-hmm. hard to tell a kid, especially when you're looking at it as with a guy in front of you that he might not be as good as you, but he has the mental wherewithal, you know, to know all his plays, run the right plays, and all this other stuff. That's a tough thing to sell to kids. It really is.
Well, look at Georgia. Five-star quarterback. Gone. Back-to-back seasons with Jacob Eason and Justin Fields. And one might be starting at one will certainly be starting at Washington, and the other most likely, if he's granted a waiver, which I think he will be starting for Ohio State this year. By the way, this goes to that Tate Martell lawyer up thing. I'm just going to say this and leave it out there. So incredibly ridiculous. What other student has to lawyer up for schools to continue doing what they want to do? It's just ridiculous. Do coaches have to lawyer up to transfers? Come on. Hey, our Game Bowl is coming up January 26th at Stars and Strikes that's a week from Saturday, in Sandy Springs. Want you to go to our website, to our events page, check it out, and sign up. Paper Football Champion. Winner's going to get $1,000 in cold hard cash, top four pay money. And we're going to have a lot going on. It's going to be a big raffle with all sorts of neat prizes and a big party. We're all going to be there. We want you to join us. Even if you're not going to be in the tournament, come by the Stars and Strikes on Saturday the 26th in Sandy Springs from 6 o'clock on for our big Camu Game Bowl coming up. All right, when we get back, we venture into that area of the show known as Hughes World.
Yes, where I talk about when is it too soon to give an apology. And I want to give a shout-out to the listeners of this radio show on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship is coming Saturday, January 26th at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. The third annual Game Bowl Paper Football Championship.
Join us as we watch our paper football gladiators battle it out for $1,000.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL. So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode. So back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Hughes World has been brought to you by Camu, the game day cognac. Because every day is game day. Before I get to this, when is it too soon for an apology? So I want to give a shout out to the Detroit Auto Show, man, because you know it comes around every year around this time. And I don't know if anybody saw the picture that I posted of the Ram HD with the big 6.7 liter turbo Cummins diesel. That's a nice truck, man. That, I mean, I know it's a shameless plug, but I'm a truck guy. And that's a serious truck, man. It has like 30, it hauls like towing capacity, 35,100 pounds. That's a lot of truck to have to be driving to work every day. I don't need that. But I just wanted to give them a shout out because that's a really, really good looking truck. Now, the one thing that I want to get into was this whole Kyrie apology. And I know Daryl pulled some sound. And before I make a comment on it, I would like Daryl to play this sound of Kyrie talking about how he called LeBron James and apologized.
I'll tell you one thing, and obviously this is something that it was a big deal for me because I had to call Bron, you know, and tell him, like, you know, I apologize for being that young player that wanted to everything at his, you know, at his fingertips, and I wanted everything to be at, you know, my threshold. I wanted to be the guy that led us to the championship. I wanted to be the leader. I wanted to be all that, and, you know, the responsibility of being the best player in the world and leading a team is something that's not meant for many people. And Bron was one of those guys that came to Cleveland and tried to really show us what it's like to win a championship. And it was hard for him. And sometimes getting the most out of the group, it's not the easiest thing in the world.
Now, I applaud him for saying what he said. I really do. But damn it, isn't it a little bit too soon for this apology? This is something that you do or you reflect over like a 10-year span. This is not nothing that you.
No, it's not the 10-year challenge.
The truth is quick, bro. The truth is quick.
No, I think he, let's face it, for him to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers in the way he left, I think a lot of people around the NBA was a little shocked by that because mm-hmm. they had a winning thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, they were defending champs just 1 year removed. And so I think he has grown up a little bit in this situation because that team, Al Horford may be the oldest player on that Celtics team. And they've been a disappointment this year. They were expected to be in the Eastern Conference Final. They're nowhere near that right now.
And that's what I was going to ask you, AT. Is this more so a reflection of him, or is it a reflection of the people that he's playing with? Because if I'm one of his teammates and I hear that, I'm thinking like, damn, son, what you think? What are we, chopped liver? I mean, I'm feeling some kind of way about that if I'm one of his teammates.
Well, they've had a lot of guys talking over the last week. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum have mentioned about the team chemistry from last year to this year. And I think indirectly they pointed their fingers without mentioning him to Kyrie. And so Al Horford has stayed completely out of this. I haven't seen any quotes from him regarding this whatsoever. But I think Boston has been an underachieving team thus far this season. And I think everybody wonders if Kyrie is going to stay after this season because he is a free agent. Now, he has claimed he wants to come back to Boston. We will see, because everybody can say that now and then 6 months later decide to make another move.
I just thought this was kind of interesting because, you know, you point out the way that he kind of shot his way out of Cleveland and they accommodated him and him coming there to Boston and them doing what they did last year and now them being a huge disappointment. Whether or not this is a reflection of him and LeBron's relationship or the fact that he's finally realizing that, you know, the guys that he's playing with the grass isn't greener on the other side of the fence. So I'm thinking it's probably a little bit of that. Another story that I want to get to. I just want to give a shout out to the listeners of this show, John, because, you know, the last couple of weeks I've been doing this read for erectile dysfunction. And every chance that Daryl gets, he laughs and giggles at this commercial.
Yes, he does.
But I just want to give a shout out to all my Twitter followers for not coming at me or saying anything smart in my mentions. I know what I'm doing.
Here come floodgates.
But they gave me a whole week of not laughing at me doing this male enhancement commercial, Georgia male performance.
I've been lighting you up though.
Yeah, but Daryl has been lighting me up, and you know, I just wanted to give the fans of the show.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to give them a shout out for that.
Yeah.
Just in case you don't know which commercial I'm talking about, this is another shameless plug. Guys,
why are you reading that again?
I'm just saying. I'm just letting them know. If you suffer from problems in the bedroom,
I would have let that lie.
If you're suffering from problems in the bedroom,
so to speak,
and you want better results, the Georgia Male Performance Clinic in Duluth, a leader in ED treatments and enhancements, will help you regain that edge with our Gaines Wave and Peace Shot therapies that can improve rejuvenate your sex life at any age with no pain, no pills, and no downtime. If you need this number, fellas, because I know this is a big deal for some people. Not for me so much, but for some other folks. Not putting my business out there. I'm just saying, I don't, you know.
You know what?
This doesn't count as a mention.
We're going to borrow from the TV show Survivor and vote you off the island.
No, I'm just saying, just in case, fellas. 770-910-9622.
Are we giving away free money now?
Georgia Male Performance Clinic.
You know,
I'm just saying.
You know,
just letting them know. This is a big deal, man. Listen.
Hey, I go to racetrack, you know.
Yeah, you get the coffee. You talk about it every morning.
I go to
this
zero
is not. A, I'm. I this is for if, the people.
I know
that you, I'm trying to help. You, I know I'm gonna probably get called in the office behind this. I know. But I'm just the product I'm looking out for other people that may need this service.
You know, you keep talking to this whole
this
first
is it.
Rule
okay,
of holes.
I'm done.
First rule of holes.
I'm done. Oh, and I got another question. Can somebody on my Twitter feed tell me what is this egg challenge that I've been seeing on the Instagram feed and on the Twitter feed?
Yeah, Wendy will know this.
What is the egg challenge?
I don't know why the challenge started, but I think it stemmed from there was a picture of an egg that took over Kylie Jenner as the most liked Instagram photo of all time. So then Kylie Jenner posted a video of her cracking an egg on the ground and to try and regain the most liked photo. So an egg has overtaken Kylie Jenner.
It was just brown egg, right?
Yep.
I don't get it because I saw this morning
it doesn't make any sense.
That Mike Tyson got a little bit upset. Because people were, I guess they put the egg and put his tattoo of his on his face on it. And he told them, y'all need to stop that. And you know, yeah, he said
that's
that.
Funny.
Yeah.
Now you got
to stop that. I don't know if I don't know. Hey, John, I don't know if I would be comfortable. Like, if Mike Tyson put hands on you, your own.
I'm not about to.
Yeah, get John,
there.
I'm not defending you on that one.
Mike Tyson put hands on you, John. That means
the one who put but you know what? If you put a tattoo on your face, you deserve that. Sorry.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I think it's certain things that you don't touch when it comes to things like that. But I was kind of curious, man, because it has taken over the internet. I've seen some former players. I saw Michael Strahan. He put up the egg challenge on his social media. Sean Merriman, a couple guys like that. And I didn't really understand what that was all about. Really didn't understand what that whole egg challenge thing was all about. But that's it. That's all I got. I wanted to talk about Kyrie and all the other stuff, and you know, talk about you know, why you apologizing all early and, you know, male enhancements? Well, not male enhancements, male performance.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of, yeah, probably.
You're going to make the transition to the pro.
Probably going
to
get in trouble for that.
You're going to get in a lot of trouble for that.
Hey, man, you know, I like to walk the line. I'm
just giving a little room here, a little space, okay? All right, here we go. In the next hour, Deuce McAllister live. Kevin Herter of the Hawks, live, joining us. Those two interviews live next hour with John and you on Sports Radio 99 The Game, your home of Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.